Listening Library presents Clariel, The Lost Abhorsen by Garth Nix. Read for you by Graham Malcolm. To Anna, Thomas, and Edward, and all my family and friends, and to the memory of poet, kind-hearted cynic, and good friend Andrew Etheridge, 1963 to 2012. This book is set approximately 600 years before the birth of Sabriel. Five great charters knit the land, together linked, hand in hand, one in the people who wear the crown, two in the folk who keep the dead down, three and five became stone and mortar, four sees all in frozen water. Prologue. Old Marl the fisherman lived in one of the oddest parts of Belisaire, the ancient capital of the Old Kingdom, a proud city with high walls to defend against living foes and rushing aqueducts to keep out the dead. One tiny corner of the great metropolis lay outside the protection of both wall and water. Known to all simply as the Islet, it was a rocky island just beyond the city's southeast sea tower, joined to the mainland by a rough stone causeway. Save at the highest tides, the island was inhabited by the poorest of the poor, the fisherfolk who had lost their boats, or drank too much, or had suffered some calamity that kept them from the city's more prosperous fishing harbour farther to the north. No one knew what had caused old Marl to come to the islet. He had been there as long as anyone could remember, living in a shack made of driftwood and torn sailcloth, distinguished from the dozen or so other hovels on the islet only by its